Goofy Travel.
I had this crazy dream about some folks who love this country, who all began to dream the same dream. And when the morning came, there arose across this nation people thinking one and the same. And they awoke to find their freedoms and all their liberties had gradually been taken away. And when they realized the danger to their posterity, I heard those patriotic people say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back. She's been driven way off track. We're wide awake and we're madder than hell now, and we ain't gonna take it anymore. No, we're not gonna take it anymore. Remember golden days when the stars and stripes forever symbolized her glorious name, America.
America.
But now it's all been changed.
Folks, welcome back here to Republic Broadcasting Network. You are listening to a live show here. We are with you here with the Concord Hour, and I am your host, Maggie Rose. And today's date is September the 25th, 2023. I want to thank Julie, who is our board engineer there at RBN. Folks, if it wasn't for RBN, I says you may not always be getting the real news, the real talk of what is going on in the world and in the country around us. Now, I want to let you all know that I will be a guest host for Jeffrey Bennett, The Edge of Darkness, tomorrow at the same time, the same station here. He will be doing the Intel report. I think it's probably 2 hours, I think. He'll be doing that tomorrow, Tuesday. And then I will be guest hosting for him on his show, The Edge of Darkness, tomorrow at the same time here from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 9 East Coast time. Folks, there's been a lot that's been going on this week, and some of the things I wanted to talk to you all about was regarding what is happening in our country right now regarding mail order brides. Now, this is a completely different subject maybe from what some of you are used to. But I kind of want to give you a little bit of a backstory so you'll understand why I am going through a rather personal experience right now with this. And it has been very, very trying, upsetting, stressful, challenging. It turns out you think you know someone for 30 years and you really don't know them. And you think you have a pretty good handle on who an individual is. But when you find out that, you know, really you didn't know who they were, that there's really another side to their life that you weren't really aware of. So I kind of wanted to share the backstory. Many years ago, first of all, when I was stationed in Korea with the U.S. military, I was on active duty. I had been on my way to Vietnam during the pullout of Vietnam in 74, 75. I was a medical corpsman. I was supposed to help with the Amerasian baby lift operation, along with also bringing our soldiers home so they could get the treatment, the healing they needed, not just physically, but also emotionally and mentally and spiritually as well. One of the things you learn when you're in the medical field, and if you're a really good doctor, good nurse, good corpsman, you realize that you're not just treating the person's physical, but you also have to be cognizant of the fact that you need to also be treating them emotionally, mentally, as well as spiritually. And sometimes people in the medical profession, they forget that. All they see is a person in front of them. They see what the ailments are, the diseases, what the condition is, and they treat it or they do the Band-Aid approach. But they don't realize that you're also dealing with the emotional, mental, psychosocial, as well as the spiritual nature of this person in front of you. They're not just a name or a number. on a piece of paper, on a medical record. And you're also dealing as well with the family. And this is something that I learned very early on in my early days in the medical field in the U.S. military. When I was stationed in Korea, of course, I was, 19, 20 years old, and I was with a lot of other young men and women also serving in uniform overseas. And we're finding some of the young men had found themselves in situations where they're very interested in the women of that culture. And some of these men would bring these women back to the United States. And some of these women truly, truly cared about the men they were with. Other women were just trying to get out of a bad situation and get the U.S. so they could have opportunities in what they were told was a land of milk and honey. Now, unfortunately, there's some men that feel that because of their background, their experience, how they were raised, who knows, that their feeling is that American women, westernized women, should basically put up and shut up and should be seen and not heard and should be completely subservient to the man. You know, in many cultures overseas, whether it's Japan or Korea and other countries, the women will get down and they'll massage the men's feet and they'll bring his slippers to him when he comes home and put a nice ice cold beer in his hand and just wait on him hand and foot. That is really nice, isn't it? Wouldn't it be nice if us women got the same kind of treatment? Fortunately, I have a husband that, he has no problem, rubbing my feet for me. And every morning he, gets up and he makes his cup of coffee and it makes me a nice cup of chamomile tea or green tea and puts the lemon and honey. He's been doing this during most of our 21 years of marriage. And it is nice to see that, a man's willing to wait on his wife the way he wants to be waited on as well. Okay. It's a give take sort of thing. And it's a relationship that there's a balance there. You got a good thing going. Unfortunately, there's some men there that seem to think that women, again, should be seen or not heard. And in some cases, a woman should put up and shut but not have a voice, not have an opinion. And this has happened a lot with cases where men have brought women back from overseas, especially if they're women that don't speak very little English or no English at all. And then they feel secure in the fact that the woman will not become easily westernized. And I received a phone call a few weeks ago from a friend of mine who was originally here from overseas, and she had been a mail order bride. Didn't realize that that's what she was. She and her two sons were brought over from overseas, and she found herself in a situation realizing that, oh my gosh, I'm his fifth or sixth wife. And very abusive situation, very abusive. And once we discovered what was going on, some of the people in the community, when he was away at work for a few days at a time, we would take her out and teach her how to drive. She found out that all the mail coming from immigration was informing her that they couldn't understand why she wasn't getting back with them, that she was ready for the next step to get her green card and the green card for her two sons. Now, this man had brought both herself and her two teenage sons over. And these two boys, I happened to get to know her because her boys went to high school with my boys. So we became very, very good friends. And she's one of my best friends today. And when we realized what he was doing, we waited till he was out of town. And we took her up to where immigration and naturalization was and finished the process of getting her green card and her sons their green card so she could then later on become naturalized. She was very proud the day she became naturalized where she could actually vote and she could actually participate in society fully. Unfortunately, he was taking all of her mail and hiding it or throwing it away so she would never know. He had also told her, look, you learn how to drive and this car right here that I have planted in the front yard is going to be your car. So the day that she took him, her driver's papers showing that she now had a permit to learn to drive and then eventually take the driver's test, that was the day he filed divorce, and she was served the next day on February the 14th, Valentine's Day. Now, this woman had a bachelor's and a master's degree. She was no dummy. And so what she managed to do was get herself an apartment for herself and her two boys. She went out and found herself a job and started working very hard, And years later, after her divorce and having established a full-time permanent job, she met a wonderful man who was a veteran. And they've been married many, many years now, and she's very happy. He knows better than anyone what it's like to be told if you come into the United States, this is the kind of life you're going to have. And, you know, you be there for me, I be there for you, and we be partners, we be business partners. And she thought, okay, I'm going to help him. I had a nursery back where I came from, a plant nursery, and he has a plant nursery here in town. And I will help him with this business, and we will be co-partners. Didn't happen that way, right? Okay. I've seen this happen over and over again. When I was stationed overseas, I would see soldiers and airmen, and especially sailors, when they're going to go on their deployment, especially like their six-month deployment, they would literally take their military ID cards, the dependent ID cards, away from their wives. And the wives that were then stuck not being able to get on the base to get their commissary benefits, to go shopping, to go to the PX to get clothes for the children. And the husbands were like, well, if we take away their military ID card, then, you know, we don't have to worry about them maybe on a Friday or Saturday night going out with the girls to the bar or going to the, you know, the enlisted club and having a few drinks or something. But the problem is it is illegal for these sailors, these airmen, and these soldiers to do this. You're also taking away the military ID card that that woman needs in order to access her medical benefits at the military base hospital or dispensary. And so therefore, she can't get on the base, and the children can't get on the base without mama, who, you know, is responsible for them, while the husband, the sailor, the airman, or the soldier is away on a deployment or at sea for 6 months or longer. This is where the chaplain comes in. This is where the ombudsman come in, and they're supposed to report to the chaplain, who has an open door policy with the commander, to let him know we have certain situations going on. You need to be aware of this, okay? This was something I noticed a lot while I was in the military. You know, decades I served in the military, I saw this going on. I was experiencing this myself. So this is something that a lot of people were not aware of what was happening on our own military bases, okay? I get this phone call a few weeks ago. Did you know that your good friend so-and-so, let's just call him Steven, okay? That Steven's wife has reported to us that he's passed away. Nobody had called me. He'd been gone already almost 2 weeks. I'd known this guy for about 30 years, was not aware of the fact that he'd passed away, that his cancer had come back. And so we happened to be going through the town they lived in, and we stopped off and assessed the situation, and I tried to reach out to a couple of veterans organizations. He was a veteran. He did not serve in Vietnam at all. He is not a Vietnam vet. He was a Vietnam era, but not a Vietnam vet. Even though he professed he'd been in Vietnam, he wore the hats that he was in Vietnam. He was Marine Corps. But he had served in the Philippines and had married his first wife in the Philippines, brought her back, and when she became too westernized, he divorced her. So here is his, you know, third wife, and she doesn't speak any English. They've been married almost 8 years, and she's completely at a loss what to do, okay? So I found out there was a couple of veterans organizations that were basically having challenges at the time. And so I reached out to a veterans organization that I'm a member of, and then I reached out to a couple other veterans organizations, one of being which is the Veterans of Foreign Wars. And they are there for children and for widows, especially when a vet passes away. In fact, every month, many VFWs around the country will have people dip into their pocket and pull out a dollar, $2, and put it into a pot for the children's home. And then every few months, that VFW post will then send money to the children's home. And this is a place where children whose either one parent's passed away or both parents have passed away, or one parent's passed away and the other parent doesn't have a job and they need help, it goes to the children's home, and it's to help the family members of those veterans that have passed on, especially if a person is serving overseas in the and has been killed overseas or is missing in action, then organizations like the American Legion, the Veterans of Foreign Wars, will then pull together and try to do something to help the widows or the children. And so I reached out to this one organization, VFW, in California, and they were absolutely wonderful in trying to help us figure out what the resources were in the area where this widow could access, because I did not know the area at all. This is in Butte County, and I'm not that familiar with Butte County and all the different services that they provide there. I had some relatives that once lived in Butte County in the town of Paradise. You've probably all heard. Paradise is the one that had that huge fire that came through and wiped out the entire town. And then I had another relative that lived just down the road from there. But I did not know where the services were, where she could go to get help. And I have to say that the district commander of the VFW there in Butte County and one of the post commanders of the Chico VFW, along with the quartermaster and others, reached out and were very helpful, even though they themselves were trying to prepare and then actually putting on what we call a stand down. Now, a stand down is where veterans that are in need of help, they don't know how to access their services. They don't know how to go to the VA for help. They need dental care. Maybe they need some warm clothes. There's some veterans out there that are homeless and having mental health issues. At a stand down, which is held once a year, they can go and they can access those VA benefits. They can get themselves on a list. They can talk to people. They can have an eye exam, dental exam sometimes. And for those that are homeless veterans, they're given warm clothes in preparation for the winter that's coming. So I wanted to put a shout out to the commander of the Veterans of Foreign Wars of Butte County and of that particular district that he serves, and also two of the members of his post, one of the posts that he is the district commander over. They helped me just as they were getting ready to do their stand down, know how to access the VSO officer to try to get her widow's benefits, where to go to find the Social Security building, where we could get her a cell phone so she could have a smartphone to make contact with the outside. When we got there, we discovered that this person that I thought I'd known forever had not allowed his wife to ever have a California ID card. Now, of course, he had not allowed her to drive, so she didn't have a driver's license. She didn't have a California ID card that showed her name, her picture, and the resident address that she and her husband, before he passed, were living at. She didn't have any utilities in her name whatsoever. So therefore, many utility companies will not talk to you if your name is not on the account. They won't talk to you, some mortgage companies, if you're not on the loan or on the mortgage of the house that you've shared with your spouse. So you can imagine, you know, within the first 2 weeks of his passing, what a huge laundry list of things that we needed to get done. Fortunately, we were able to get her to the VSO officer to get her widow's benefits, which is called DIC. It's a dependent indemnity compensation, and get that started so she can start having income coming in a few months, which she's entitled to since her husband was 100% disabled. We were able to get Social Security coming in, so she'll be getting that to be able to pay her utility bills. And then get her some temporary food assistance because she had never been allowed to go shopping except once or twice in the 7 years of marriage with him, and she wasn't allowed to purchase anything that he didn't approve of. So she was pretty much what I would consider a house slave, okay? Didn't speak very good English. He made no attempts to help her learn English over 7.5 years. She was very, very helpless, okay? And there's a lot more details that I won't go into, but I want to let you know that in seeing the situation she'd been in and having not been myself in his home in over 10, 15 years, I was appalled at what I found. I got a phone call today because we spent off and on about the better part of a week and a half down there helping her. We received a phone call today that her California ID card came in. And so now she has her ID. Her green card is being updated. Her Social Security number that she has is coming to her with a brand new number, the same number, but it's going to be a brand new Social Security card with the proper information on it. And we've got the utilities now being put into her name. And so she can start to be a responsible adult on her own and learn to build up credit. This is so important. Whether you're a man or a woman coming from overseas and coming into this country for the first time, and whether you're a man and woman who was born overseas and English is not your native language, and you find yourself in a situation of becoming very unfamiliar, not being really allowed to fully assimilate into the country that you've been asked to come and join and marry your new spouse. So when she called me today in tears because her California Real ID had arrived, I could tell her that, you know, this is a cause for celebration. This is a very big step into you becoming an independent woman, becoming your own person. I also want to say that it was outstanding what some of the veterans groups did, especially the VFW in California, to try to help us to get her husband's remains properly taken care of so he could be interned in a national cemetery. Now, there's two cemeteries she's chosen. One of them is in California, and one of them is in Oregon. And so the mortuary that her husband is at has been so wonderful and so cooperative in trying to help her be able to make these things come together so her husband can get the final respects that his military service afforded him, that he's entitled to because of his military service to his country. So why is Maggie Rose bringing this up? Maggie Rose is bringing this up because if you know of a neighbor or a relative or extended family member that has married a man or woman from overseas, and you feel or suspect that their spouse is being disenfranchised, is being used, taken advantage of, maligned, you know, even being slandered to the other spouse as the one who brought them overseas to their friends and family to kind of further isolate them. You know, we already know in our own culture here in America, there are men that will marry women, and all of a sudden the man is controlling that woman, and she's American, Caucasian, speaks English, you know, fully capable of understanding the culture she was born and raised in. And these men start to isolate their wives from their family members, not allowing the wives to have much contact with their own family, their parents, their brothers, their sisters, their relatives, and keeping them very limited as to the social interaction they have with other people out of society. So we already have that going on in our own culture right here. Now you take someone, a man or woman, who's been brought from overseas to marry someone here, and you're finding that they have kind of even a worse situation going on because they're not only trying to assimilate, but they're also trying to learn, and maybe their spouse doesn't want them to. And as my friend had told his friends, I don't want my wife getting to know American women or getting to know your wives because they might westernize her. She might begin to have a voice of her own. She might begin to have an opinion of her own. I can't have that. So again, the first few minutes of the show today, I wanted to bring this up, and I wanted to let you know that this is something, if you see something like this going on, say something. If you see that a person who's a new wife or a new husband who's been brought from overseas is being victimized, you need to say something and make the other person aware. I see what you're doing. This is not right. This is wrong, okay? You don't marry someone to bring them over here as a mail order bride and turn them into your own little hasifra or your own little slave. Okay, this is a situation. You marry someone, you make a commitment to them, and you not only honor that commitment that you've made to them, but also to the Department of Homeland Security, also to the U.S. government, that this person will never be dependent on the system, that this person that you're bringing over and saying that you love and you want to marry is being brought over, and that you will make sure that if anything happens to you, they will be able to stand on their own two feet and not become a burden on society. So enough of that, Maggie Rose. Again, I wanted to let you all know that tomorrow I will be doing The Edge of Darkness for Jeffrey Bennett. Well, he's going to be doing the Intel report tomorrow, so if you're usually turning in the RBN and the Intel report, Jeffrey Bennett will be doing that tomorrow. And I will be doing his Edge of Darkness from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Now, if anybody's wanting to call into the show tonight, I please invite you to do so. I suspect that Francis is listening there in North Carolina. I know Tom is listening in Utah. And I know that Pac Woman and Omega Logos both are down under in Australia. So I welcome any and all of you. If you want to call into the show, you have anything to contribute. Today is just Contribute Monday. So if there's anything that is concerning you, anything that you want to share with us, this is a place where we want to educate each other. We want to inspire each other and motivate each other to stand on our own two feet. And so I welcome you to please call into the show. I don't have any problems taking in callers today. I wanted to kind of let this be footloose and fancy-free Monday. And so if you want to call in, please do so. And Julia will let me know. Julie will bring you up, and she'll inform me that someone's trying to call in. Now, with that all aside, I wanted to let you all know that there are some things that are going to be coming up in the near future that you all need to be aware of, okay? It appears that the deep state, the cabal, are hunkering down, and they're starting to put all kinds of fear in people right now because they have themselves released this newest COVID, another mutation that they created. Did you hear what I said? They created. And, of course, they know there's a bunch of sheeple in America and around the world, a bunch of people that it's very easy for them to manipulate emotionally, to fearmonger, not a problem, right? We know there's people out there that don't stop and think for themselves. They don't want to problem solve. They like to be told what to do. Can you believe that, that there's Americans out there that don't want to think for themselves? They want to be told what to do and to trust their government. Already now we see people running around with masks on again, okay? Putting a mask on your face is like putting a chain link fence across your face to keep out the mosquitoes. That's something my husband came up with, and I thought it's a great little way for you to visualize, okay? If there's a cold or a virus, it's going to get around your mask, okay, folks? The mask is not going to protect you. What is the coronavirus? Coronavirus is a scientific word. It is a scientific word for cold or flu. If you ever took a biology class, you ever took some kind of biology or anatomy class, there are, and especially like, let's say even a class in botany on plants and trees, there is a scientific name to everything, and there's the common name. Okay, to the species of whatever the plant is. And the same has to do with viruses, okay? Viruses are not what you call just naturally creating in the wild. They are man-made, okay? And when you go back and you look at Fauci, I call him Anthony Fauci. I will not use any other title for him. He doesn't deserve it. Fauci is one of those that is a eugenist. He believes in depopulation. He believes in finding a way to reduce the human population. He and other elitists like himself believe that as long as they keep the population down, there'll be more resources for them, the well-to-do, to be able to have for their children and their children's children and their children's children's children, okay? Bill Gates is another one. His father was a eugenics. He actually created Planned Parenthood with Margaret Singer. Margaret Singer was a racist, as many Democrats and far, far left liberals we're now discovering are. Why does Maggie Rose say that? Why do I say that? Go back and watch Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America, and there's Clinton's America and Obama's America, these documentaries he did. And in Hillary's America, you will discover that the KKK was created by the now Democrat Party. Now, folks, I'm going to be back on the other side of the half hour here. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. I am your host, Maggie Rose, and you're listening to The Concord Hour.
You were going to burn the city down, tired of the fashions.
lines and the dances, tired of the people.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
HempPaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at RepublicBroadcasting.org and visit HempPaste.com/RBN.
That music. Folks, welcome back to the next 30 minutes here of the Concord Hour with RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for those of you that have been telling me that you are going to send some donations into RBN to help us. We're all struggling these days, and I understand that every little bit that you can help us with will help keep us on the air so we can pay our bills. So thank you again from yours truly, Maggie Rose. Now, as I was stating, the Democrat Party actually is the one that created the KKK. Did you know that? How many of you knew that the Democrat Party created the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan, and that all the way through the 1920s, they were very active in places like Texas and even Oregon? In fact, the West Coast headquarters for the KKK was a place called Roseburg, Oregon. I didn't know that, and I was a history major. And a friend of mine, a long time ago, he ended up becoming a patient of mine, Dr. Kenneth Oberholzer, again, Dr. Kenneth Oberholzer, was a superintendent of schools in Texas, in Denver, Colorado, and in Long Beach, California. His father, E.E. Edison Oberholzer, actually created Houston University. And because in the 1920s, there was so much racism against blacks, that he went ahead and built a college across the street for blacks, or what they called Negroes in those days. So there was the Houston University in Texas, and across the street there was the Black University or college. All the way through the 30s, the 40s, the 50s, and up into the early 60s, the Democrat Party had some really serious issues in their party when it came to racism. And this is where Margaret Sanger came out. She hated people of color. She hated black people. And so she got together with Bill Gates's father, Mr. Gates, and they created Planned Parenthood. And then they worked very hard to convince women that you don't want that second child, third child, fourth child. You need to come down and have an abortion. Unfortunately, many of these women would find out that they were being sterilized at the same time. And this was even going on in our Indian reservations up until at least the 1980s. Of young women were being taken in to have, female doctor visits with OBGYNs. And then when they reached their early 20s, couldn't figure out why they couldn't have children. And they found out later they'd been sterilized. Our own government has been doing this to our indigenous population, among many other atrocities that our federal government has done over the years. And the Indian Bureau of Affairs, or the Bureau of Indian Affairs in Washington, D.C., has actually looked the other way. A lot of money is exchanged hands under the table, folks. It's interesting what money can buy. So Anthony Fauci, in January of 2017, before Trump took his first oath of office, said, in this incoming administration, we will have a pandemic like the world has never seen. How would he know in January of 2017 about this? What was going to happen December of 2019 through 2020 and 21? How is it that at Georgetown University he made this commentary? It's because he helped create it. They bioweaponized the regular flu cold virus with SARS and among other things. Now he's gotten up in North and South Carolina giving speeches and receiving awards, stating that at the end of 2023 and into 2024, there will be another pandemic. Yep, just before the presidential election, folks. Well, I would like to bring Francis from North Carolina, my very faithful regular listener, on the air. Francis, welcome back to the Concord Hour.
Well, hey, gal. Have I become
Hi,
that
gal.
Infamous?
What?
Have I become that infamous?
I love you, Francis.
Oh, darn, I was trying to do everything I can make you hate me. Go figure, but oh well, I have to try harder. But anyway, it sounds like the one military dude that decided to bring someone to the States and put her through the ringer, as it were, it sounds like he got his karma, which, you know, if he had been a little bit better mannered for a grown man that was in the military, knew what life was like and so forth elsewhere, and bring someone back home or whatever, he should have known better. He did know better, but chose to do just the opposite. So it sounds like it got him back in return. So I really can't say anything about the situation other than that. Although I feel for her and the fact that the ringer that she went through, as well as having children and so forth, I have to applaud you folks for helping her to get things pulled together, because that's a nightmare.
Well, she never had any children with him. He never had any children with him. In fact,
well, good for her.
He never had any children, as far as we know.
Right.
She had a child overseas, and her ex-husband had a drinking problem, and I understand he deliberately took the child out on the boat and put the boat on fire and committed murder as well as suicide.
Okay.
So she was left totally alone, and her parents are gone. The family is gone. So when this man comes over and said, look, I was a military veteran. I was Marine. You know, let me take you to America and let's have a happy life. She truly thought that she was going to have a happy life, and it didn't turn out that way, did it?
that is so wrong with so many levels. But aside from that, I'm happy for her that things are getting in order for her so she can live her life in a harmonious fashion. So this is good. At least things are bouncing out for her so she can be live in peace, for that matter. So I have to applaud her for that. As far as the Corona fiasco goes and the fact that they want to bring up another variant or whatever and cause people to go helter-skelter, oh my gosh, we need to continue with the social distancing as far as mind control is concerned. People haven't gotten over, at least from what I've seen so far in the last 3 years, the first fiasco back in 2020, when that was all instigated and so forth, with these, let's say, eugenic nutballs that think they control other people's lives. Well, through the mind control and mental conditioning they put people through, I can see where they have succeeded in knocking a good portion of the human civilization out of existence, genetically for that matter, let alone the thing about, well, I don't know if I'm a man, I don't know if I'm a woman deal, for that matter, as a continuous of that deal, and committing genocidal surgery. Actually, that's a good terminology for that one. That was a spur of the moment. Excuse me, I apologize. But anyway, well, when you start to think about it, when you start causing someone to question their sex, despite the fact what they got between their legs, and they don't go to a decent doctor that suggests that they go have tests done, like an ultrasound or who knows what, or wait until you go through puberty to decide really what's going to go on with you as a human being, as a man or a woman, until then, stop it. You know, that's a form of genocide, for that matter. So aside from that situation, with the viral bugs that they're creating biotech-wise and germ warfare goes and so forth, the fact that they're shot-jabbing people left and right, I'm like, okay, folks, where did your common sense go out the window? That you're following these mouthpieces on the boob tube, as I call it anyway, these paid politicians, a paid scientist that concoct this crap. Hence the reason why I think you are well aware of the aspect that there was a tornado that hit over here on the east side of North Carolina that, yeah, I was not aware of. You did? Okay. Now I'll have to go through all that with you. But I didn't know about it until later that afternoon, because it was only like 20 minutes away from me. And so I come to learn about it. And when I learned that it hit a Pfizer plant, I thought, oh, wow, Mother Nature does kick tail when she gets around finally doing it. Okay. But anyway.
I want to let you know, Francis, we also have a couple old-timers here that you know who they are. They're on the air waiting to jump in. I want to thank you for your comment. Francis, stand by, don't go away. I'm going to be bringing Tom from Utah in and then Andy from Texas. So Tom has a comment or something, and then we have Andy. Go ahead, Tom.
Hi, Maggie. I guess, you know, you're risking losing your audience when you drop my name because I'm a persona non grata.
Okay.
Anyway, right now,
you're my buddy out there. You're my buddy in Utah. Come on.
Well, you know, what's the statement? Know the truth and the truth will make you free. Well, I found out if you know the truth will make you mad. Because then with the truth comes responsibility.
Francis, you agree with that. You agree with Tom, don't you?
Absolutely, because if people don't know the truth and don't get mad when they learn it, then something is wrong.
Well, anyway, right now, briefly, with the weather starting to turn cool, my concern is for the tenth of the nation that are living in risky situations in their manufactured mobile homes. I know this may be an old horse or old issue with a lot of people, but I've spent the last 20 years trying to expose this poisoning problem that affects the poor, the underprivileged, and even the undocumented, believe it or not, and the veterans and my veteran fellows.
Yes.
In fact, I stop the VA from taking those FEMA trailers from after Katrina and try to utilize those toxic environments for housing my veteran brothers.
You brought this up to me once before. I didn't have a chance to share that with Francis, but I looked into it and it turned out that, yes, these FEMA trailers are loaded with all kinds of chemicals in the walls that will actually, over a long period of time, can cause cancers.
Mm-hmm. Not only that, they are vented improperly. So when you're cooking or baking or heating yourself, you can be breathing the fumes of your own furnace or cook stove, and those fumes include not only carbon monoxide, but also formaldehyde, gaseous formaldehyde. So when you're when you're using your cooktop or your oven, and if you're not having those vapors vented outside, you're literally breathing them, but you're also reestablishing them like a sponge into the particle board, the flake board, the plywood, the fabric. So you get a reservoir of carbon monoxide and formaldehyde and even nitrous oxide.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I beg people right now, if you live in a mobile home or if you have a friend or family member that does or associate, make sure you go to tominutah.us, and it will redirect you to gassingamerica.com.
That sounds good to me.
Tom, would you repeat that to Francis and myself, please?
Go to tominutah.us, not .org or .com will take you to a case where I'm defending a veteran who is falsely accused of arson. So if you by mistake put in .com, you'll see that case. But this issue that I'm worried about right now with the weather changing is tominutah.us. And it will open up and it'll say gassingamerica.com. That will work too.
What you're doing here, Tom, is you're showing that on RBN, what we're trying to do is we're trying to educate people. We're trying to inspire them to research and look into things on their own, and we're trying to motivate them to make a change. Mm-hmm. And Tom, I really appreciate it. Don't go away, Tom or Francis. We're going to bring Andy from Texas. Andy, how is it going on down there?
Oh, hey, well, thanks for including me in the conversation. Hey, so I can vouch for Tom there. I used to have a manufactured home, a double-wide manufactured home, and the reason why all that stuff is recirculated into your system and stuff is because your intake for your furnace is indoors. You're not drawing fresh air. You're not bringing anything in and cooling it down and sending it out there. You're just grabbing the air inside. It's like having your recirculation button on in your car. You know, you're recirculating all the air that's in your car and stuff. Anyway, that's not what I called for. So you said something about Dr. Fauci, and he's the one, he's the one who brought this to all the big attention. I would argue with that, and I'm not just in agreement with you because he was a big factor, but I would argue with that simply because I think it was the media. The media blew this thing up. The media showed all the pictures and stuff of all the refrigerated cars and stuff in New York, the boat in the New York Harbor, the boat over in L.A., and we were doing all this stuff, and they showed all these different pictures of how things were going on. They sold this to us, and then when it came to the vaccine, they sold us all of that, too. They told us how great and safe it was. And, I actually called in Lubbock, Texas here. I called the radio station and it was a tip line and I gave them the what's over on that. I told them that they were killers. I said, you guys should hang for that. And you know, if you go to Lubbock and you watch their local channels and stuff now, they have a whole bunch of different young people. It's like people knew that they did something wrong. And it's the same thing around the nation and stuff. We're losing all the anchors and stuff because they knew they sold us a bill of goods. They wasn't right. And people are coming on to it and stuff. But that's the thing that's really going on in our nation right now is that it's a misconception. And we're misconceiving it only because we watch the TV or we've got the internet and we're not watching the right things on the internet. There's plenty of good information on the internet. If you want to find it, you can find it. But most people are going to the basic units and doing that stuff. So what do you say about that, Maggie?
I totally agree with you. And I think Tom would agree with you, and so does Francis. This conversation between the four of us is showing that the people like us are in the minority because we are not allowing them to drum beat these things into our head. We're actually stepping out on our own and questioning everything we're told and everything being said to us. I agree with you. The media is the one manipulating and causing people to run out there and get a third, fourth, and fifth booster if they even survive long enough to get the third one, okay? Many of them are dropping dead after the second and the third one. I myself have had family members. They only took one. My father-in-law took the Moderna. He ended up with two heart attacks, one of them in front of my husband, and the second one, he was found dead a week later. My mother took the Moderna, and she ended up with blood clots throughout her body, and she died 8 days after my father-in-law. I've had three cousins die. I've had neighbors all around me who have taken the second one and dropped dead, or taken one and all of a sudden they have cancer, where a month before when they had their physical, they were in perfect health. Their white blood count was great. They take the shot, and a month and a half later, they have cancer, and 2 months later, they're dead. It actually ruins your immune system. And the media, you're right. I totally agree with you on that. The media is being paid by the big pharmaceutical, because if you look at your news, your TV channels, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC,
Pfizer.
Yeah, they're all being paid to advertise Pfizer's medications and Pfizer's inoculations. You see Moderna, Pfizer, Gardasil. They're all being advertised. Big money, millions and billions of dollars are being put into our TV channels by the big pharmaceuticals. And so all these news media are going to go along to play along to get along.
Hey, but on the same token, though, if you watch Fox News for any length of time, and I don't do it on purpose, I have to be there with my boss, and we sit there and watch Fox News because he wants to take a break or whatever. Now they got BlackRock and Vanguard commercials on Fox. Is that not crazy? Because, I mean, we didn't even hear of BlackRock until, what, about 4 years ago?
Yeah, I think Tom knows a lot about that, too, right, Tom?
I get calls for people wanting to buy property, and I know who it is.
Yeah, BlackRock and Vanguard are actually working with the Red Chinese government and the globalists to try to purchase as many land and properties around the United States, especially in those areas where they want to build their resorts. That is why we know Maui was probably, people said they saw a directed energy weapon hit down on Maui, and we heard that Oprah Winfrey actually hired a fireman to come and guard her property before the fire even took place. And then she hired another detail to come and secure her property so she couldn't help any of the displaced citizens that were burned out of their homes. So we believe that Oprah Winfrey and the guy, the actor that we know as The Rock, they were both in on this globalist agenda.
Hey, man, But Biden, hang on real quick, Tom. I'll let you guys go after this. Biden said, I had the FEMA guy in charge there a week before this even took place, so we were ready for this. What? He said that in public. Yes,
what?
Biden said that. He said that I had the main guy from FEMA over there a week before this took place, so we were prepared for this.
Oh, my
God. Look that up. Look that one up.
Another creation like 9/11 and the Oklahoma federal bombing that was actually done by our own ATF.
Yep.
Now, you folks realize that this whole thing has been orchestrated and organized with such organizations like FEMA, among other alphabet soup agencies. Here's the reason why with the manufactured housing issue, that's all been orchestrated to basically harm, if not murder, people to start with, and especially for people that have either done their time with the military or whatever, that are suffering and are trying to survive and live their life in a peaceful fashion. Same goes with all the other medical stuff that's going on with the directed energy weapons, as mentioned, basically, might as well call it the laser beam for that matter, in layman terms. and so forth, so the various celebrities can snatch up what they wish to on various areas. So this does not surprise me at all. This is all being orchestrated to begin with, and they're just dropping hints or drops of, guess what? We did this, we did that. How early before the event? Yeah, right. Same as with Bill Gates about, this might actually happen. Excuse me, I guess so, since you got it orchestrated with your biotech buddies and all
event
that stuff.
Event 201.
Yep, there you go.
Yep. There you go.
So that doesn't surprise me at all. It's like, and as far as the boob tube goes, I avoid it like a plague. I don't watch it. And I'm very scrutinizing about what I look about on the internet, as it were, because I know full well they're monitoring what I'm looking at. So I try to I try to keep them surprised and wondering where I'm going to go next. I try not to be predictable.
I recommend.
No, but you are. There's a margarita coming up.
I recommend to you Francis, Tom, and Andy. Andy, Texas, Tom, Utah, and Francis, North Carolina. I recommend you all go to One American News Network. That is a very patriotic news channel. If you have to pay an extra $5 a month, I recommend you do it. Go to the OAN, One American News Network, and or go to Glenn Beck and or go to Newsmax.
Ah. If I remember correctly.
Folks, I want to thank you for calling in. We're coming to the end of the show. I will be with you tomorrow at the same time. I will be doing
Thank you, you three.
I will be doing the Jeffrey Bennett show, The Edge of Darkness, tomorrow at the same time, same channel. And so I'm looking forward to hearing you guys there, okay?
Sounds delicious.
Maggie Rose, I am here with RBN, Republic Network. I want to thank Francis, Tom, and Andy for joining the show today. And we will be back with you at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, tomorrow, Tuesday. God bless you all, and please have a safe evening.
Thank you.
That we were never meant to win. We want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. Is right, and our victory's on the way, and we won't give up the fight till we hear 200 million say, we want this country back. We ain't just joking, Jack. We want our liberty and our dignity and our freedoms and our rights restored. We want this country back, and we ain't taking any more.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shio Ji literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shio Ji has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle